Srila Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, when the Lord says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja, some people say, this is too high a demand for absolutely surrendering to the Supreme Lord. They say, why don't He reveal Himself first and then we will surrender to Him? Prabhupada says, you surrender first, then He will reveal Himself to you. So, then where will this tug of war end? There are so many people who are living in the time of Krishna, like Duryodhana, Dushasana, Shakuni, Karna, who saw Krishna with their own eyes, but they did not surrender. And not only just they saw Krishna, they also saw His Visharupa. They also came to know about His greatness from very various saintly people. But all these sermons and all this revelation that Krishna showed in front of them, none of them led them to surrender. So the problem was not with Krishna. The problem was with the attitude of those demoniac persons who maintained their independence to enjoy the material world. Therefore, days like today, Pandav Nijal Ekadashi day, is a day for really test of our surrender. When we, if we really are sincere and serious, we can put aside everything else and take to the chanting of the holy name as the only process to all day repeatedly call the name of the Lord and surrender at His lotus feet and express our eagerness to attain His shelter and service. Otherwise, you will see that there may be so many important things that we may think, may consider to be important, which preoccupy our minds and preoccupies our lives practically every day. But actually the path of surrender taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His followers entails that the most vital aspect of one surrender is exhibited by the chanting of the holy name. Whenever Prabhupada talks about thinking of Krishna, He makes it synonymous with chanting the holy name. Because when you chant the holy name, that occupies the mind and then it leads to remembrance. Because chanting is the austerity for this age. Because the chanting cleanses the mind, the chanting calms the senses, the chanting awakens the sleeping soul, the chanting revives our relationship with Krishna. The chanting actually can give us the experience of being completely liberated from all matter, even while living in this world. Most importantly, the chanting revives our relationship with the Lord and puts us on an eternal plane where one can develop loving relationship with Krishna eternally and engage in service. So, although it is one of the most important activity, it is one of the most important activity that is neglected and kept in the side or kept behind. So, when He says, Mamekam Sharanam Braja, how do we do that? Our acharyas have taught the way to do the Mamekam Sharanam Braja is actually to chant the holy name repeatedly and bringing oneself to the point of offenseless chanting. And when we chant, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his writings, that when we chant more and more and more, gradually our anarthas are revealed in our heart. Our false ego, our misgivings, unwanted things that are stocked in the heart, they come to the top surface. And when one gets a revelation, instead of Krishna revealing Himself, our anarthas reveal themselves. At least it can make one humble to understand there is a long way to go and so much has to be cleared. And if one continues chanting, then the anarthas are removed and Krishna reveals Himself subsequently. Therefore, Krishna says that first you surrender to Me, then I will do aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahashuchaha. And then He says, nachitasman manushyeshu kashin me priyakritamaha. All that He says. So, the Ekadashi days in general and Pandav Nijal Ekadashi day in specific, actually, such days are Madhavatiti and they are Bhakti Janani. They are capable of awakening more bhakti, more love, more surrender, more commitment, more attachment to the Lord. And it is a very wonderful opportunity. And one has to take a sankalpa and convince the mind that you have nothing else to do. There is nothing more busy for you to do today other than just sit and chant all day. And forget about eating, forget about sleeping, forget about sense gratification. And just call the holy name whether you like or not. You are here, right here at the Lord's lotus feet. You have nowhere to go. You have been always running around due to your own impurity. Run here, run there, do this, do that, create trouble for others, trouble for oneself. Now here is the day. Now your hands and legs are tied now. Take the bead bag and chant all day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu ki.